Okay, we are now recording, so thank you and welcome this morning. First meeting that we have is a Board of Equalizations meeting. We have 9 items on our agenda. The first one is to approve the Board of Equalization Assessor's approved review process report. Any questions on that one?
Nope.
A motion to be in order?
Move we approve regular agenda item number 1.
Second.
We got a motion and a second to approve agenda item number 1. All in favor say aye.
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 That passes 3-0. Number 2 is to approve the Board of Equalization hearing process report. Any questions there?
Nope. Move that we approve regular agenda item number 2.
Second.
We got a motion and a second to approve agenda item number 2. Number 3 is to approve or deny. Pardon me?
We need to vote.
Oh, did we not vote on that last one? Oh.
Unless I missed.
All in favor of approving number 2, say aye.
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 Thank you. I was skipping right along.
Okay,
that was approved 3-0. Thanks for catching that. Number 3 is to approve or deny a petition of the Board of Equalization for a hearing appeal of a property valuation after the filing deadline.
Bert Harvey, Utah County Clerk Auditor's Office and Tax Administration. Reviewing this petition, we didn't find any kind of process question or factual error that's in place. So the petition would have to be decided and approved or denied based on the merits of the petition itself.
Yep, and I didn't find any either. I'd recommend that we deny.
Yep. I'll move that we deny regular agenda item number 3.
Second.
We got a motion and a second to deny item number 3. All in favor say aye.
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 That is denied with a 3-0 vote. Number 4 is to approve or deny a petition of the Board of Equalization for a hearing.
Okay, this is one where we didn't find any. Well, I guess there's kind of a process question in play with this one. The petition states that the petitioner attempted or did send in some information to the clerk auditor's office attempting to appeal their petition. I can't find any record of that communication. I can't find anything in my email or paper. Of course, we get a lot of applications there at the end. So it's not outside the realm of possibility that something could get misplaced or lost or shuffled in with all the other papers. But I can't find any kind of information to back this up, and they didn't provide any additional information other than what's been provided to the board. So again, this would be up to the board to decide if this is merit enough to approve or deny.
In looking through this too, I read through there and there stated a lot of stuff in there. I'm just wondering if we could continue this for 2 weeks to give them an opportunity to say, here was the information and have
Absolutely.
Some proof to it.
Yeah, we could reach out to the petitioner and ask them to see if they could provide any additional information or any kind of validation of that they attempted to file.
And if there's not, then it makes it easier for us.
Yeah,
easy for us.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll move that we continue regular agenda item number 4 for 2 weeks.
I will second that. I'll just make the comment that, yes, I think this is what we're basically saying, is that there's a denial here unless they can actually show
exactly
that, you know, if there was some correspondence that would suggest that they thought that was basically filing appeal or some back and forth with the county, then I would be very open to extending this deadline. But
yep.
So, second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second to continue item number 4 for 2 weeks. All in favor say aye.
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 That is continued for 2 weeks. Number 5 is to approve or deny a petition the Board of Equalization for a hearing appeal.
Okay, and this one, the petitioner stated they never got the valuation notice. It does show that when the petitioner came in and filed the petition and the appeal application on the same day, they changed their address with the treasurer's office. Before that, we mailed both the tax notice and the valuation notice for several years to the same address, which is the address of record at the time, which of course is what the state statute requires. So not really question of process here. It shows that the county was compliant with the notice requirements outlined by state law. So again, that's up to the board to decide if this is would fall into that merit category of being approved or denied.
And I didn't see any extraordinary circumstances, so I would agree with, or I would propose that we deny.
Right. I concur. Motion to deny regular agenda item number 5.
Second.
And a motion and a second to deny the petition as stated in number 5. All in favor say aye.
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 That's a 3-0 for the denial. Number 6 is to approve or deny petition to the Board of Equalization for a hearing process as stated in number 6.
Okay. Again, there's no process question here. The owner stated that they were simply out of the area, was not at the time the notice came, and they were a first-year property owner, and so weren't aware of the deadlines. Certainly understand that, but again, this is not a question of process or denial of due process or a factual error. So this goes back to the merits of the petitioner themselves to this, whether the board would approve or deny that. So,
okay, I'd recommend a denial on that.
That's personally. Same. I'll move that we deny regular agenda item number 6.
Second.
We got a motion and a second to deny agenda item number 6. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That is denied with a 3-0 vote. Number 7 is to approve or deny a petition of Board of Equalization to hear the appeal of property valuation, as stated.
Okay. Again, let me actually pull up the appeal file here real quick. I have the notice history just so I have what their... Okay, the petitioner... mainly the crux of their petition is that they didn't receive the valuation notice. Their petition mostly dealt with why they felt the value was incorrect. And again, according to the notice history, going back to the, I think I included it. Yeah, I just want to make sure I did. I did include, going back to the warranty deed that was recorded on December 10th in 2018, you can see that both the valuation notice and the tax notice were mailed to the address record at the that was recorded on the deed. This property was sold in 2018, so there was a change of ownership. But we did send both the tax notice and the valuation notice to the same place. Neither the tax notice nor the valuation notice at the time of this printing was recorded as undeliverable. Doesn't necessarily mean that it couldn't come back, but so far we have no evidence that the mailing was not completed. So I'm not sure there's a process question here again.
Okay.
I move that we deny regular agenda item number 7.
Second.
A motion and a second to deny agenda item number 7. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Is there an approved? I didn't hear the third. Did you hear a third? Did you say aye, Commissioner Ainge?
Sorry, I'm on mute. Yes, aye.
Okay. All right, that is denied 3-0. Whoops. Okay, number 8 is to approve or deny a petition of the Board of Equalization to hear the appeal of property valuation.
Okay. Again, this is the petitioner is mostly talking about the failure to receive the notice. Again, the notice history we provided shows that both the this year's 2019's warranty deed and, 2019 valuation notice and tax notice were mailed to the same address. That property address was updated in March of 2019. That is based on the warranty deed that was recorded in March. December. It was based on the warranty deed that was recorded in December. So, the record that we have shows that was the address, and that's the address it was mailed to.
So this one, I do see extra circumstances that are happening, and it just so happens that I live in that area. He does talk about Canyon Road being tore up to the point where the post office didn't even come to deliver the mail. And that's, to me, that's interesting, because that area where he is at was tore up for a long time. It was dirt roads and blocked off. And so I think there are some circumstances. He's claiming that they weren't getting the mail. The mail, they were trying to get it to come to his office instead, because they were missing a lot of mail. They didn't know where it was at. And so I'm just taking his word that they probably did never receive that mail for some reason.
Well, and from, like I said, from our side, there's not really a process question. Yeah. So it would go back to the merits, and if this would fall to where there's probably no medical circumstance or other.
There's not.
You know, it would be extraordinary things, extraordinary or extenuating circumstance.
And there were 10 months of that at least with that road tore up there. I mean, we had to go around and around because you couldn't go through that area. So I would recommend that we approve this one.
Move to approve regular agenda item number 8.
Sorry, Bert, can I just ask one question?
Go right ahead, sure.
In the comments on the agenda system, notice history shows that warranty deed was recorded after the valuation notices were printed.
Which one are you?
You're on the next one.
Oh.
That's...
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. We'll get that one, Commissioner. You're just working ahead here.
Okay. I will second Nathan's motion.
I have a motion and a second to approve agenda item number 8. All in favor say aye.
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 That is approved 3-0, number 9.
Okay. All right. And number 9, as Commissioner Ainge has already pointed out, the comment on this, again, this is one of those process situations that does happen. And it's not necessarily, historically, the tax commission does not necessarily recognize this as a failure of the county to notice on time. But this is one where the property was sold and purchased, and the warranty deed was recorded on July 12th. So prior to when the valuation notices go out, but after when the valuation notices are printed. Now, the other thing, of course, here is that when the deed is recorded, it doesn't automatically go into the system. Of course, the recorder's office is usually 3 to 4 weeks before that deed actually gets applied, the record gets changed. So even with that, it's not likely that even if they had immediately made that change to the record, the notices had already been printed and already been starting to be printed by that point, because we have to draw a line in the sand. It takes several days, obviously, to print all the notices. So in this case, in terms of the process, the deed was recorded after the notices were printed, after the point when an address update could be made. And so therefore, in this case, no, the valuation notice never would have gotten to the new owner, because they bought their home and had the deed recorded in the time frame in between the printing of the valuation notice and the printing of the tax notice.
Right.
And that's the process. That is the difficulty that we all work with. Whether that necessarily falls into an extraordinary or unanticipated circumstance, that's up to the board. I do know that there, like as I've mentioned, there have been times this has been appealed to the state tax commission, and the tax commission is generally sided with the county in these cases unless they can show another area of what's the word I'm looking for, denial of due process. So. But with that, it's really back to the merit and back to the board to decide.
As I've looked down through it, I would recommend that we approve it based on the confusion there and the circumstances that you outlined.
Move that we approve regular agenda item number 9.
Second.
We had a motion and a second to approve agenda item number 9. All in favor say aye.
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 That passes 3-0.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We got a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We're now adjourned from that meeting. We'll pause just for a second.